Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Mitch, I need a drum roll. All right, Taylor, are you ready, dude? Big news.
Big news?
Big news.
Let's hear it.
All right. Just so all the listeners know, we have your podcast coming. We broke down everything, every angle of Redskins Pats preseason game. One more time, drum roll. We got a sponsor, baby.
Woo!
Big leagues. Big, big thanks to the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. They're riding with us on the Redskins Talk podcast. The momentum is so very real. Go buy a car at Oarsman of Virginia. That's our squad.
And tell them Redskins Talk podcast sent you.
Yo, we're riding with them.
All right, here comes the pod.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk, first post-game edition of 2018. It feels so good. Football is fun. Even though it's preseason, I know all the complaints. It's good to see football on the field. Taylor's here. Mitch is here. We are in some room that Mitch found in the bowels of Gillette Stadium. Pretty nice, though. This room has box lunches, a fan. It was hot as hell out there.
Comfortable chairs.
Yeah, these are good chairs. I got a roast beef sandwich.
I got turkey.
Let's dig into it. What was the final score?
26-17.
So when the football mattered in the first half, the Redskins were the better team out there.
Okay.
Now, it was a matchup of second teams.
Yeah, I was about to say, that didn't really matter in the first half.
I mean, sure, but like...
To the extent it did in this game, yes.
The game we saw, the Redskins were the better team when it mattered.
How about...
You disagree?
For whatever it's worth?
No, I disagree that any of it mattered. I do agree the Redskins were the better
team. Taylor's in midseason form.
How about they came out prepared, which is something that the team struggled with a lot last year.
Move the ball
first
well.
First team, second team, doesn't matter. They came out prepared and they looked ready to go.
Move the ball well. I think minor surprise, maybe that Alex didn't go. I imagine some fans were a little disappointed. He was only going to play a series. But we're burying the lead here. Darius Geis got hurt and everybody freaked out.
Here's Geis down the hole. First down and more, but there is a flag. As Geis is inside the 20 and finally tackled at the 15-yard line of the Patriots. But we will check with the referee, Brad Allen. It's coming back.
And Geis is limping.
I talked to Darius Geis in the locker room afterwards. He says he's good.
So it's not time to panic.
It appears that it's not time to panic. There is a MRI coming, which is entirely standard.
Get our MRIs and all that stuff in the morning. We don't have anything further on that.
And if there is anything wrong, more will be revealed in there. And it is, I think, worth pointing out that the left knee is the same knee that Geis dealt with injuries last season at LSU. All that's worth pointing out.
I saw him in the locker room, too, like I'm sure you guys did. No brace, no ice. Was favoring that left knee, though, as he was walking around. A little bit ginger on that knee, so... We will have to see how it comes out.
He walked off the field, and Bruce Allen was already down in the bowels of the stadium checking on the other guys that were also hurt. And he walked up to Geis, put his arm around him, said, "You good?" And Geis said, "If you're good, I'm good. I'm good." Bruce said, "I'm good." He's like, "Then I guess I'm good."
But, okay.
A lot of I'm goods going around.
Yeah, athletes don't always know.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Do not accept a player's diagnosis of his own injury.
Absolutely.
That's Tandler's second law.
What's his first law?
Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do.
Ooh, all right. Ooh,
those are good.
Burris, you want to sit down with us? Or you got to move? Sherry Burris is packing up.
She also looks like the cat that just got caught because she has like a
yeah,
box
she's got
lunch,
how many
a couple
cookies
she got over
a
there.
Box
a couple
lunch.
Bottles of water. She's really working hard.
Well, happy almost birthday to Sherry Burris. Everybody, what's your Twitter handle? At Sherry Burris? Sherry underscore Burris. Everybody go wish her a happy birthday.
For the record, Sherry and I both share a birthday.
All right, great. Let's keep going on injuries. Geis was the headliner. Everybody was terrified. Matt Ioannidis, I thought, looked worse. It looked bad on the field.
In the 98, moving across. Hard to say, maybe. Looks like he got rolled up on.
Talk to Mike Ioannidis.
Now Matt. You just ruined it.
Oh, my God, Matt.
Yeah, dude. So you're 1 week podcast probation. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. He told me he's good, though.
All right, good. Mike and Matt Ioannidis are good.
We talked to him in the locker room. Okay. He said he felt good. But again, we're working with Tandler, second law here.
Yeah, but Gruden did say he was not going to get further examination.
No, I think he's going to be okay. He just got rolled up on a little bit, but he's okay.
He had his ankle taped up. Is that a turf toe thing?
I think the ankle tape was
standard?
The game standard. Ankle tape, yeah. Not something separate and new.
So maybe we have to save this for game balls and goats, but the Ioannidis sack dance was awesome.
Down he goes! Matt Ioannidis brings down Brian Hoyer back at the 25-yard line, a loss of 4.
And there's a cool story there. Well, I say we save that. Okay. Trey Quinn was another injury that looked bad. He got blasted.
Well, he took a shot there.
Right in the stomach.
The helmet rule didn't come into effect there. I'm not quite sure.
I don't think
sure.
he got him with
I
the helmet,
I think he came in
he?
With the shoulder.
Yeah, it looked like a shoulder. Like, I think it might have been a blindside or a... How it wasn't a penalty kind of surprised
right, because you never know who's defenseless anymore.
Yeah, that struck me as defenseless.
Good news for Trey Quinn. And that was the one that took a little more time to get a word out. He wasn't in the locker room, but we did see him leaving the stadium. I think his father was with him. I had a source tell me that he's good to go. I imagine he's pretty damn sore. He took a shot, but looks like he's okay for Jets practices and everything beyond.
I think it's probably optimistic that he's going to play in the Jets practice. I mean, who knows? But we don't know whether he's going to play or not.
Right. But the good news is, I mean,
it's not a major injury. It doesn't seem to appear to be a major injury.
The kind
of
hit.
It's one of those injuries that Taylor would have any of us lying down on a couch for a week and a half.
Right.
He'll probably be practicing and playing.
Tariq El-Bashir cracked a rib trying to run a 40, and it took him 2 months to heal. So good for us. Trey Quinn's a little bit more athletic than Tariq.
Good point. Okay, those are the injuries. Manessa Gardner had an injury that I'll confess I'm not really sure.
Actually, he said, I believe it was a knee. He said he would have further examination.
Okay, I saw somebody walking out with a big old ice wrap on the knee, so that must have been Gardner. A couple things that stood out, weird things. Colt McCoy played good as hell. And if Colt can run the offense like that, that offense, Colt was moving out of the pocket a ton. And I interviewed Colt in postgame. We're going to run all the interviews tomorrow in a podcast. So you guys, that'll be the bonus pod for a travel day. Since so many people complained that we didn't have a podcast on Wednesday. Our first non-podcast day in like 3 weeks. And I got so many complaints on Twitter.
Just the day before training camp started.
Right. Yeah. So we're giving you a bonus pod tomorrow, which will be interviews with Colt, Mo Harris, and Tim Settle. And also our guy Shovers is working on a pretty cool audio package that'll run as well. Kind of highlights of the game. But I will take this away that Colt running that offense looked good. I mean, his numbers were juicy. His numbers were...
He was throwing a lot of wide open receivers.
Yeah, 13 of 18 for 189 and 2 touchdowns. Colt explained to me, I think the Pats were playing super vanilla defense, but whatever. He was hitting guys in stride, giving them opportunities to make plays. I think Colt looking that good bodes very well for Alex Smith because this offense is starting to evolve into a QB on the move more and more often, and I think Alex will be able to do that quite well. So go ahead about the Pats.
Hat tip to them for two things. First, calling a timeout with 4 seconds left in the first quarter to make sure that Dustin Hopkins had to kick a 45-yard field goal into the wind instead of with him.
I think it was 52.
52, whatever the distance.
Yeah. Belichick does not mess around. Yeah.
But he did make it.
He made it. But, I mean, first preseason game, you would think, let it go. But hat tip to them. And then also.
Bigger hat tip.
The two-point conversion. Sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I was so nervous that I was looking like it was going to be 17-all.
That's classic Bill Belichick. You do not want to get anywhere near an overtime situation. No.
And luckily it was not.
And then when they scored, okay, they're up by one. They got the touchdown after the fumble, the Kevin Hogan fumble, a couple of plays after that. But then he went for two again to make sure that the Redskins couldn't. Because they'd gone for one, they would have been up by eight. The Redskins had scored a touchdown, they would have gone for two. You know, you had to go for two there.
No.
You couldn't just kick and concede. The
absolutely,
ball.
You could.
But the way he did it made sure
he ensured
that
a pay.
I love him for doing it.
I love him for doing it too.
We did not see at all Josh Doctson, Jordan Reed, Adonis Alexander.
Like you guys, not on the sidelines.
Right. I don't think they made the trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that you guys agree? Or I didn't see him at the hotel.
We didn't see him.
Right. We didn't see him at Foxborough. I don't think it's a big deal. Just even the other guys that weren't going to play, like we knew Trent Thompson. Right. There were other guys we knew weren't going to play that did make the trip.
I'll tell you what, the in-game announcer, Greg Stroman, was back for the first punt return. They're both wearing 25, which happens when you have a 90-man roster. But as they were lining up, they announced that number 25, Chris Thompson, was back there to receive the kick. And I, on the field, I did a big double take, and I was like, oh, God, no, this can't be happening. I realized what was happening, and they got the wrong 25. But that was a nerve-wracking 3 seconds there.
I guess
there.
So, yeah.
Once again, we really want to thank our new squad over at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Go, if you got to buy a car, go buy a car from them.
Bang.
Bang, right? Like, this is easy. Bob Biagi will sell you any car you need in the world.
Bang.
Bang.
All right. What will they sell you, want to know?
Yeah, tell me.
What will they sell you?
What do we
Taylor?
Got?
A lot of different cars. They will sell you a Toyota at Fairfax Toyota. They will sell you a Toyota at Chantilly Toyota. They'll sell you a Kia in
Bang.
Chantilly. You can get a Ford or a Lincoln in Alexandria. How about that? You drive to Alexandria, you get a Ford or a Lincoln.
Bam.
When I get old, I want to drive a Lincoln Town Car.
I kind of want to drive a Lincoln Town Car, too. Actually, you know what? I want you to drive me around in a Lincoln Town Car.
Dude, we ate lunch at this, like, super Italian place in Providence, and the lady came in, and she's like, anybody driving a red Caddy? And, like, six old Italian dudes raise their hand.
That your super early lunch?
That was a non sequitur. Anybody want a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram?
Yeah.
How about one of each?
Go to Orsman, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Alexandria.
Okay.
And then this is the one I need to go to. Chevy, Buick, GMC of Alexandria. I'm in the market for like a Tahoe or Yukon. What do you think about that?
Yo, I can see it.
I want a truck, but my wife says I'm not allowed to have a truck.
You're getting up with a minivan, aren't you?
I'm fighting the minivan fight like hell. But if I do end up with a minivan, I can get it from Orsman Automotive of Virginia.
Let's go.
Bang. Back to the pot. It's time for Game Balls and Goats. Listenership has grown tremendously since last season. So let me explain what this...
Exponentially.
Thank you, Taylor. So let me explain what this means. We give out game balls to the players that did well. We name goats for players that did not play well. Now, goat has kind of changed in modern lexicon to mean like greatest of all time, MJ's the goat, that sort of thing. But goat, like when I was a kid, whoever played poorly or made the one bad play in a game to lose a game, that guy was the goat.
Behind the back!
So that's why we have game balls and goats. Taylor, did I adequately explain that?
If somebody doesn't get the concept, I don't think they ever will.
Okay, so game balls, we go in rotating order. There are no doubles allowed. What the hell? Mitch, you start.
My game ball goes to Matt Ioannidis' sack dance.
There it is.
We had to go there. So he got out there and did a little shuffle. It's pretty good. Asked him after the game about it, and he said that John Allen inspired the dance and taught him how to do it. So, of course, had to go get the word from the man who taught him, and we asked John Allen about it. And John goes, man, I bet him a couple $100 that he wouldn't do that in a game. I can't believe he did. He was kind of shocked. I asked him how he thought he did. He was like, it was pretty good. He's like, we got to hit the lab a little. We got to work on him a little bit. He wasn't quite as fluid as we wanted. Anthony Lanier talked about it.
It was wild to see him do that dance.
It was. Anthony Lanier said he wanted to see him get a little more hips, but the boys were all pretty impressed that he broke out that dance there. So my game ball goes to Matt Ioannidis.
Sold. Taylor?
I'm going to go with Tim Settle. In a pretty much what was an ocean of sloppiness in the second half.
An ocean of sloppiness. I like that. It's good.
In the second half by the Redskins, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth team defense. He played very well. He was dominating. I'm not sure who that center was or the guards were, that he was dominating in there. Forced a fumble that gave the Redskins a chance to take a late lead.
Ball comes loose. We've not had any turnovers in today's game until now. And look who comes up with it. Tim Settle,
of course. Terrific job.
One of my goats couldn't really get anything done, couldn't move the ball. So that was that. Did not take advantage of the opportunity. But Tim Settle, definite game ball.
Wait, are you already dropping goats? We got to do game balls first.
I'm not dropping a goat.
I'm going to go with Mo Harris.
McCoy rolls right and throws, and once again connects with Maurice Harris. His second reception, he gains 11. Another Redskins first down.
It's funny, his impact seemed much greater than his stat line. He only had 3 catches for 22 yards, but he had the touchdown catch.
Throws to the end zone to Harris for a Redskins touchdown.
And he just seemed like Colt go-to guy. And it seemed he was running really crisp routes. He was matched up against Gilmore. It wasn't like he was seeing some fourth stringer undrafted free agent.
Yeah. You know, like
both teams played their first string defensive backs.
Well, Norman didn't
for the
play.
Most part. Right. But right. The other three right. were the starters.
I was impressed with Mo. If there was any debate about Mo Harris on the roster, that debate is over. He is the fourth receiver. Richardson, Crowder, Doxson did not go tonight, obviously. Harris is on the squad, and I think could be a contributor. I really do.
Next, I'm going Byron Marshall.
Catch is made by Byron Marshall, and he heads for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, 25 yards.
Had that nice touchdown, slipped out. Colt talked about the defense. He said it was too deep. He knew that they didn't have a guy manned up on Marshall, so he knew he was going to be able to have him as he rolled out. Hit him, and a nice little play to get in the end zone. He also stepped up a little earlier in that drive and had a nice blitz pickup. They ran a little stun up the middle, and he kind of buried...
Gruden loves that.
He kind of buried one of those linebackers. I think knocked him down, so... It was a good little possession. It was a good possession. It was a good game from Byron Marshall.
Indeed.
These are all home run game balls, by the way.
Yeah, these were all, I think
these guys all played really well, right?
How about Cam Sims?
McCoy fires downfield, and the catch is made by Cam Sims. Sims cuts inside and is dragged down inside the 5-yard line. The undrafted rookie out of Alabama with a big play. He gains 57 yards.
57 yarder. Set up the touchdown pass to Maurice Harris.
Sims kind of needed that because he looked good in minicamp, but he hasn't really popped in Richmond.
17 yards was his other reception.
Right.
So he's still, you know, I don't think he's necessarily a real candidate to make the 53. I think he's more of a practice squad.
Agreed.
He just kind of lacks speed.
Right. But the big catch he had was impressive.
And I tell you what, that was a good throw by Colt. Kind of looped it right just over the safety's fingertips. Yeah. Dropped it right into Sims' breadbasket. He did a good job of turning around.
He made a couple nice little jukes there.
Yeah.
Staying in bounds, too, and then made some guys miss. All right, the one guy I think we've kind of ignored is Colt. Colt gets a game ball.
Absolutely.
13 of 18, 189, two touchdowns. Colt was really good. I can keep going, but I think we all agree on that. You're up. I got one more. If we don't get to him, I'm going to.
This one might be a little bit of a stretch, but just because we were really hoping to see something out of the kid. I thought Greg Stroman had a pretty good game. He was in position a lot. He broke up a pass down the sideline. He looked pretty good on the punt returns.
I mean, he had a good punt
return. A little more east-west than you want, but he definitely hit some holes and gained some yards. So I'm going to go on first game, be a little
especially lenient. He hasn't looked particularly good in Richmond.
Right.
So it was good to see him turn it on with the lights are on.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, he missed a tackle on third and long. On the TD drive, he had a chance to stop that drive.
But Danny Johnson, I thought, looked good, too. And then he had a pass breakup that he just wasn't strong enough or what.
Cordell Patterson.
Cordell, I think. And your boy Kenny Ladler.
Kenny Ladler had a good game, but he missed that one tackle.
He missed the tackle. It was third and five, and he had the tackle for a 4-yard gain to force him off the field.
Yeah,
he came up, made the hit, and just didn't wrap.
Him,
you got to finish that play.
And I think it was on the same drive, Danny Johnson.
Yeah.
No, that was Patterson.
Right.
That was the Patterson play.
Well, I mean, it's tough because Danny Johnson, Kenny Ladler, these guys are super fighting to get a roster spot. And you make those plays and it stands out, you know?
And then you miss them and it stands out too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
exactly.
What struck me, you know, Gruden talking the other day about how they perform under the bright lights. I think you can get away with being an okay practice player and a good game player more than you can get away with being a good practice player and just okay in the games.
But also, Danny Johnson had a real nice pass breakup. Kenny Ladler had a good couple tackles at the line of scrimmage. He stepped up in some holes. I mean, the guy's played pretty well.
He will come downhill, no problem.
He will. Lay the lumber.
You got any other game balls? Because I got one we haven't mentioned.
Go ahead.
Sean Dion Hamilton played well. Rookie linebacker was everywhere he needed to be. Led the team with tackles. Good to see him in a game because there's obviously questions about the physicality after missing so much time at Bama with a really pretty serious knee injury. So I think encouraging signs from SDH, and that we've been talking about the inside linebacker battle. Him playing well and pushing now spells trouble elsewhere. And if we're dumb with game balls, we'll go to Goats.
Real quick, you had a funny little nugget from SDH.
SDH is
a roster lock.
SDH, you're saying.
I kind of agree.
I agree. When he was walking off the field, so he played in college at Alabama, and then when he was walking off the field, he was like, yo, it's been so long since I lost a game. Like, he wasn't even used to the feeling. And granted, it was just a preseason game, but that dude hasn't been on the wrong side. I mean, they went undefeated last year, and then they lose in the title game?
No, they won the title.
They won the title, but they lost the game in the regular season.
They lost the regular season game to Auburn.
26-14.
Auburn, the Tigers are your SEC Western Division champions.
Okay. I don't know, dude. It was
a win down the stretch. You could just get into the college football playoff. It was a whatever.
Maybe he wasn't. Was he
either
out
way?
Then?
Was
he? Yeah, he probably wasn't playing in that
either
game.
Either way, it's just a funny observation.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So two things that stood out to me kind of on the audacious scale. One was that line from Hamilton, which is like, it's not audacious when it's true. And so the Pats, when they come out on the field and they show Tom Brady, they play the music from Top Gun. Like, and it's like, imagine being that level of a badass that you can play the Top Gun music and it's appropriate.
And you're not even going to play that day.
Right.
You're not even going to see the field.
Seeing Brady run around was cool. I've been lucky enough to see him a couple times, and that dude is actually the GOAT. But pre-game, now we're going to do...
Pre-game real quick, real cool moment. Walked out of this room that we're in right now, and Brady and Gronk were walking down the hallway together, walked by the cameras. He kind of jokingly put up his towels, like, don't shoot me. Just kidding, and flashed like the million-dollar smile. And you're just
billion-dollar
like,
smile.
Billion-dollar smile, whatever it is.
Right.
I don't know. He's not making all that much money these days.
Yeah, he's got to earn it through all those incentives. All right, let's go to GOATs.
All right, GOATs. Go ahead, Mitch.
Kyle Kalis, guard, had a holding penalty, had a false start. Didn't particularly look good, and a pretty deep O-line. Got to show better than that when you get those opportunities, especially in the first quarter of preseason games.
Agree, especially the penalties, man.
Samaje Perine had a couple of nice runs, and you know it's the same kind of thing. He didn't really get charged with a whole lot of fumbles statistically last year.
He put that ball on the ground.
It went on the ground. I don't know. They said his forward progress had stopped. It sure didn't look like it.
I think somebody had blown a whistle that bailed him out.
No, you can blow a whistle and still have a fumble. But it's the reason why. It's not down by contact. It was forward progress stopped, and that can't be challenged. Bill Belichick threw the red flag.
Right, he tried.
He tried, but if the call is forward progress as opposed to down by contact, it can't be challenged. But it kind of looked like a fumble to me. You know, although you couldn't tell, it was in a big pile. But still, hold on to the ball.
Right.
And, you know, he had I think his first carry, second carry of the day was maybe 14 yards.
Yeah, he had a 14-yarder.
He did okay. Had another one in the next couple of plays that got called back by a runner another GOAT, Kyle Kalis.
Yep.
So it was not a good night for Samaje Perine.
I'm kind of a jerk. I'm blanking on his first name. What's Texada's first name? I'm going deep cuts here. He didn't have a good game. But you know what? We don't even need – if none of us know his first name, we don't really need a deep dive. I'm torn because I don't think these guys deserve full GOATs, but there are a couple guys in roster battles that did not
– It's Ranthony, by the way.
Ranthony Texada?
Ranthony Texada.
All right. Thanks for clearing that up, Mitch. Pete Robertson and Martrell Spate did not – flash tonight, and Robertson got a lot of work in the first half when you'd like to see something, and same with Martrell, really, and I didn't see much out of either of them. Taylor, you're making a weird face. I can't tell if you smell something.
No,
or
I'm just thinking. I agree.
I kind of agree that I don't know if they
goats,
deserve
though.
GOATs, but you got to see more out of those guys, especially
they're fighting for a job.
You're fighting for a job. Yeah.
I don't know. You agree, RT?
Yeah. They did not play well, and again, the bright lights.
Right. All right. I wasn't impressed with Troy Apke tonight. Some speed pops still. Like, you see the speed.
So here's the thing. It's tough to give rookie. We talked about this a little bit, but it's tough to give rookies a goat just because it's their first NFL game.
Right. I'm with you.
So, like,
but Tim Settle got a game ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It's his first NFL game.
Because I was going to go goat with Jerron Christian, and
you and I disagree on Christian. I thought he was certainly not on the GOAT list. I thought he was better. He's a dude I've actually seen improvement from over the last.
That's what I was talking about. But in the run game, I thought he did relatively well. Pass blocking, he was not there. He was a revolving door especially early on in that game when it was the better of the Pats twos. He was being beat with speed. They were doing stunts. Yeah. They're running small stunts, and he was getting a little lost in it. He didn't look great in pass rush, but I think that that's the speed of the NFL is something that you're not used to.
Gotta get used to it.
Even though you play at a big school like Louisville or whatever, right. It's still different. We talked about it the other day about how he's learning new techniques and whatnot. So it's gonna come. But I thought today was not a great showing.
Colt, I don't believe he was sacked.
In my interview with him, he talked about.
But
really good protection. Line, yeah.
Yeah. And but he
and Secchi played well too.
Like we talked about, he got bailed out by Byron Marshall.
And he was rolling around a lot. He stepped up in the pocket real well a couple times.
And Secchi played well out there, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I agreed. And you know, Bergstrom I thought played well too. To step in and play center there, I thought he played particularly well.
He's been around for a while. Okay, he was sacked once for 2 yards. Correct. I stand corrected.
I kept noticing, and this was in the second half, but I kept noticing 58, and I had to look up who it was. Gerard Fernandez talk about filling holes. He took on a fullback on one play and just blew the guy up. I don't know that Gerard Fernandez has a chance at the roster, but I thought he put some good stuff on tape, and maybe that helps change his conversation when we get back to Richmond. Did you notice 58?
I did. I don't think he has a chance to know. What's the conversation going to be?
Practice squad?
I think, especially at inside linebacker, we've seen success with guys go practice. Like, Will Compton's career, Mason Foster's a guy that they got off a practice squad. You know, I mean, that kind of thing happens. So,
he was off the street. I don't think he was on a practice squad. But your point is made.
Okay.
Point is there.
Okay,
wait, I got to get to my other goat.
Oh, go sure. For it.
Kevin Hogan.
He wasn't bad.
Come on. Okay, numbers lie here. Okay, he was 7 of 9. I can't believe this. For 44 yards, passer rating of 87. Okay, but he got sacked twice for 17 yards. That means his net passing is like, what, 28 yards, 27 yards,
something
like that.
Also 5 yards per attempt.
He couldn't move the ball. With him at quarterback, they moved. I think they had 259 yards at halftime. Ended up with 333, so that's, what, 74 yards in the second half?
Including not move the ball.
Yeah.
They did not move the ball. And, you know, eventually that comes to the question. Yes, there were penalties. And let me complain about the penalties. This does not go on one specific person.
Yeah.
9 penalties for 80 yards, okay? Yeah, okay, they're inexperienced. They're 3rd and 4th stringers. Patriots, 4 for 36. Just as young, just as inexperienced.
In the first half, do the Patriots have a penalty in the first half? I mean, it seemed overwhelmingly the Redskins were.
How about on one play? I thought this was the first half. Maybe it was the second.
Is this the 12 men?
Yeah, the Skins had 12 men on the play, and then the Pats held. And one of the Boston reporters in front of me had a good line. He's like, if they got 12 out there, you should be allowed to hold. All right. Are we about done, RT?
Yeah, I am done.
All right. So it is after midnight, which makes it August 10th. So I want to wish a happy birthday to my good buddy Mitch Tischler.
Thank you, buddy.
35?
35.
Wow. You can rent a car. Is that a thing? Is that 25?
I don't think there's anything.
You can be president, maybe? Can't you not be president until you're 35?
Yes, 35
so
years old.
So now you can be president.
Look out.
We don't do politics, dude.
We don't do politics.
Maybe that would be a good kind of president to be these days. That's one who didn't do politics.
Glad to be back. Watching a football game felt good.
It did.
It felt real good.
Well, in the next preseason game, you know, usually we get a little cranky about the preseason. All of them kind of have juice because next week it'll be, you know, practice against the Jets, then the game. Third preseason game is always the biggest one. And then week 4, we're either seeing RG3 or Lamar. That'll have plenty of juice.
Either way, I'm into it.
Yeah.
And
probably both.
Midway through the first quarter, there was a little pass to Elijah Wellman. And I was like, the fullback. I was like, are we already at the Wellman portion of this game? Because if we are, it's going to be a long game.
Yeah,
but you know what?
He was targeted like 2 or 3 times.
He was, but I'm saying, I'm looking forward to seeing Alex out there. I'm looking forward to seeing a couple of the starters.
Yeah.
Let's get to a little bit more real football.
Well, it was funny. I talked to Mason Foster as he was leaving tonight. I was like, look at you, man, getting the night off, Veterans Day. He's like, man, I wish I was out there. He's like, it sucks just watching. And I was like, that's the attitude you want, man. That's what makes you an NFL player. All right, RT, Mitchell. So tomorrow we're going to have a bonus podcast for you. We're stringing together all the audio highlights from this game. So you'll hear the good with Colt early, and then you'll hear the rest of what happened that Taylor was pretty grumpy about. And then we're going to run all our interviews. I interviewed Colt, I interviewed Mo Harris, and I interviewed Tim Settle. All had some good little nuggets, some funny stuff. You guys will enjoy that. And then we're back at Richmond on Saturday, and we'll be potting it up Saturday through Tuesday. And then we finally get the hell out of Richmond, and our next game is
tonight,
next Thursday.
We'll be talking to you after the Jets game.
Yeah, dude. All right, so there's the schedule. Set your clock to it. One more drum roll, Mitch. Seriously, we are sincerely fired up for the Oarsman Automotive Group of Virginia.
It's awesome.
It's cool. It's very, very cool.
It is very cool.
We're going to go do podcasts out of their stores.
Sponsor.
Dude, title sponsor, Taylor.
Yo, we talk about the momentum being real. This is real. Yo, we're rolling. That's our squad.
That's our squad. So, again, big thank you to them. And the shtick we're going to do with these live reads is just going to be off the charts. If you made it this far, Mitch and Taylor owe you beers.